Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sean Geek Podcast here. It's Seanorama, the man of the millennium, or whatever you want to call it. Hey, I wanted to squeeze this little one out. I saw this really great film this past weekend, and I've been dying to talk about it, and I've been kind of two minds on it because the movie is still fairly new. It just came out, and I really don't want to offer spoilers to it because I really want people to go out and enjoy this movie as much as they can. So I'm going to try to do this spoiler-free. If I apologize in advance. I will say the first 5 minutes of this podcast will get you everything you need to know going in. And then I'll give you the sign-off point at that point. I do not want to spoil this movie by any means. So the movie that I went to go see, we're lucky enough to get a sitters to look after our children, and basically, you know, we went off and went out for lunch and then went to see the movie, and it was a great day, and to make the date with my wife all the more special, we saw a great film and had great food. So what was the film? Black Panther. We went to go see it. I'm gonna be honest, it wasn't a film I was looking forward to. I mean, it's a Marvel film, so I mean, I look forward to it in that extent, but I was like, I don't need to see it opening weekend, you know. It was just, you know, it's fine, it's gonna be another Marvel film, I'll go see it, and kind of looking forward to it. I will admit that in Civil War, when Black Panther made his appearance, it didn't impress me or anything. It was fine, but it was just another character in a movie that had a lot of people in it. So it didn't really do anything special for me. It was fine. There were so many characters in that movie. Again, I've talked about this before. Civil War was kind of one of those movies maybe I didn't really enjoy as much as many other people did. It was fine. It was a good. There were lots of good popcorn moments in it, but it didn't do anything for me. It's not a movie that I rush and go back and watch again. I don't know why there was a disconnect between me and that movie, but. So I went to go see Black Panther, and I've heard, you know, some controversies, not related to the movie, but related to people, how some people are treating the movie, that were trying to slam the movie, and we're going to get into that in a minute, but I will say that this movie is phenomenal. It is very good. It is different than every other Marvel that has come before it. It's got its own unique identity. There's so many layers to this film. It just really hits a lot of different emotional notes, a lot of different action notes. There's philosophy in there as well. There's romance in there. And romance in a different way, which I'll hit up in the spoiler part of this review. But there's so many levels that this movie excelled at that I was quite frankly blown away. I had heard some reviews and it got a really good, you know, rating and stuff, but that doesn't mean anything to me. It was doing well and people were saying a lot of good things about it. So I was like, you know what? I'm actually kind of looking forward to seeing this now. But I was not ready for what I came into. The levels of complexity to this film, you can watch it and enjoy the simplicity of it, but you can also, this is rewatchable, there's multiple levels of stuff going on here that really elevate this film on all levels. It is really, really good. There was so many different aspects of the film to like. There was so many different levels to the film to like that you could get something different every time you watch it. And the movie just has a depth to it, but can still be viewed as, you know, on a surface level. You can enjoy it on a surface level too, but you can also enjoy it on a deep level. And it, like, I just want to keep talking about this movie because it was like, oh yeah, you know, I never really thought about that. Or, you know, very few movies approach that level. And in terms of game changing, this is on, in my opinion, this is on level with Wonder Woman in terms of game changing cinema. It's really freaking good. And the what was really refreshing, and keep in mind that I was raised on the X-Men, okay? So let's take a step back here. I was raised on the X-Men, and the X-Men was all about tolerance and, you know, all those sorts of things and all these different, you know, I don't really feel comfortable using the term, but what society would deem as freaks, all these different types of people all together in a group that, you know, it was all the outcasts were accepted. Like, that was the kind of thing. So that this is what I was raised on. So to go into a movie where the all the stereotypes are gone. There's no stereotypes in here. That's what I really liked. It was people and different people in the movie and different types of people, and it wasn't one note characters. It wasn't, you know, there was no stereotyping in it, and it was really refreshing. Because if I look at my circle of friends, I don't think I can stereotype my friends. They're all, each individual friend of mine is different and unique, and, you know, they don't fall into categories. I like that about people. That's fascinating. Like, I like that my friends are all different, and, you know, I can't say, well, this guy's exactly like that guy, or this gal is exactly like that gal. I don't have friends like that, and I like that there is individuality to every single one of my friends, and this movie had this. It was, it's not just about the Black Panther. I think I'm going into spoilers territory here, so, you know, thanks, goodbye, give you time to go turn off your phone or whatever. Do that right now. Get off the podcast. All right, let's get into spoiler territory. So, even though Black Panther is the main title character and the movie is essentially really about him, it's not really. This movie captured the comic book feel in the right way. And I think the superhero movies that have failed and the ones that have succeeded have kind of been around this point. A comic book, a very good comic book, usually centers around a single character and their supporting cast of characters. And the supporting cast of characters always get a fair amount of screen time within the comic book. I mean, you can't think about, for example, you can't think about Spider-Man without Aunt May and Uncle Ben and Harry Osborn and Gwen Stacy and Mary Jane and Betty Brant and J. Jonah Jameson. My God, J. Jonah Jameson, of course. Like, it's all about the surrounding cast that surround this character. And if a comic book is really well told, you could probably plot and pace half the comic book not about Spider-Man. And in this same fashion, this is what we're seeing in this movie. Yeah, it's a movie about Black Panther and, you know, being the ruler of Wakanda, but it's so much more than that. His supporting cast is great. Every single one of them, like, they're not one-note characters, and they easily could have been. It easily could have been put together that way, but they didn't go that road. Like, they didn't go that road at all. They didn't make anyone one-note. Everyone had layers of complexity in it. And, you know, this isn't a, again, I apologize in advance. This isn't a black film, which some of the people are, you know, slamming it because that's what it is. Like, it's not actually a black film at all. And why is that? Because this film is about individuals. The color is irrelevant, like it is in real life. They're just unique characters, and it's about the characters. It's not about anything else. Everyone has their story arc in there. Everyone has their motivations. Everyone has their, you know, their stubbornness or their, you know, fierceness or their passion in this film. It's just, it's great. Like, I really want to go back because there's so many characters to enjoy. I kind of want to go back. And I think under multiple viewings, I could probably, you know, just follow this character through this one character through the whole movie and kind of pay attention to what they're doing, you know, in every scene they're in. And then go back and watch it and focus on another character. That's what I like about this. There's so many great individual characters. It's great. And like in real life, they're not all specifically male. They're male, they're female, they're, you know, have different, you know, different color of skin, because the world is not one color. The world isn't one quote-unquote race. It's the human race. It's one race, the human race, and it's a bunch of people existing within that human race. That's what this movie's about. And that's, it's so refreshing to see a movie like that. It's about freaking time. Like I said, I got that same feeling out of Wonder Woman. There was no man versus woman, or, you know, it was just people, and it was great. And in a way, this shouldn't be a revolutionary film, because we should be seeing films like this all the time, in regards to, you know, who's what. But it's freaking cool. It actually got me to the point that I think I want to go back, and I think I want to read some Black Panther comic books. I want to know if these characters are actually all in the comic books. I'm not a Black Panther fan, never have been, outside of his appearances in the Avengers and the Fantastic Four. You know, I've never owned a Black Panther comic. It's never been my thing. And to be honest, you know, maybe the, well, he's a black hero thing, like, maybe that's what scared me off, because I don't have a relevant point. Sometimes movies are too specific in the experience that you alienate a larger audience. So, for example, there's films that cater to communities. So, I guess, for example, like, there is a universality to, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. There was a universality to that movie. It could have been very segregated, and it could have been so segregated within the Greek community that everyone else who's not Greek doesn't get it. And there's some films that do that, and it's about a particular experience that you can't relate to it unless you're part of that community. So, you know, a movie about Harlem and about the hard times in Harlem and all that sort of stuff, you know, it might be a good film on its own. And, you know, I'm not going to debate whether that film is a good film and a good representation of Harlem, for example, but I'm not from Harlem and it doesn't relate to me, unless there's a way to make it a bit more universal. I'm not going to necessarily enjoy a film like that. Or, you know, there's a line in writing or making movies or that sort of thing where you can make it very specific and very cater to a particular group of people that are from an area or from a particular background or whatever, and it's so specific that it's not universal. It doesn't make everyone understand what's going on or what happened with that particular group of people. You don't understand, you can't relate to it, because it's made for a specific target audience. But there's that line where you can cross, where you can still get that message across, still make it universal, and make people understand that experience. I don't know if that makes sense, but, you know, that's how I feel. Like, if someone's going to, you know, make a movie or write a book about the Acadian experience, which is my background, then it's all going to be about Acadia and, you know, everything we've been taught and raised and, you know, the things that, you know, the Acadians have suffered throughout the years. You can easily make that with a target audience of Acadians, and no one else is going to understand or care, and you're not going to be able to capture those people and make them understand the Acadian experience. But there's a way to make it universally that people can go, wow, those, you know, those cats really suffered a lot. Or, you know, wow, that was really tough. I can, there's always that little hook to bring an entire audience in, or alienating the audience. So this movie did it in such a way that I didn't feel I could relate to a lot of that, what was going on, and I can go, yeah, that's right, or yeah, no, I totally disagree. Like, I was able to be drawn in, and not all films can hit that universal switch in such a way, and this movie really did it. So it was good. There was the villain, quote unquote villain, because he wasn't really a villain in the true sense of the word. Or maybe he was in the true sense of the word a villain. Because a villain is always someone that you can relate to. You can agree with points that the villain makes. And you can kind of go, yeah, you know what? I kind of understand that. I kind of agree. There's pure evil. And then there's the villain that you can relate to. Loki from the Thor movies, for example. And Avengers. Like, yeah, but you know what? I understand where you're coming from, dude. Like, you should be angry. And you should, you know, be mad at your stepdad. Like, he was kind of a dick to you. You know, I can relate. You know what? Yeah, you should be mad. You know, I can relate. So, in this manner, the villain in this movie, Killmonger, yeah, you know what? Maybe I can't relate to his exact experience, but I can definitely understand his motivations, and I don't necessarily disagree with his motivations. But how the movie culminates, like, I like what they did with the bad guy, with Killmonger. I like how there was a full circle to it, and how, yeah, even though the guy was villainous, had a point of view that was maybe not entirely incorrect, but T'Challa, Black Panther, was able to learn from it and go, you know what? You weren't entirely wrong. Let's make this right. Let's definitely make this right. And I like how they did that. It was great. Like, that was exactly right. Anyway, blown away. Very good movie. I really enjoyed everything, the action. I liked how Black Panther's... My recollection of Black Panther from the comics from the days of the Avengers, he was just a guy in a leotard who was very gifted from, you know, lots of training and stuff. He was a very gifted fighter and athlete and that sort of thing. You know, on par with Captain America in terms of fighting skill. But I like how this revamped, and I think this came from the comics first, but how they revamped him, and was like, instead of just making him a guy in a leotard, let's just add something to it based on his history, based on where he's from, and the whole use of vibranium to make him a little different. I like that shit. That shit was cool. I like what they did with the costume and how he uses it to channel energy and that kind of stuff. You know, like, I like this. Sorry, this guy was trying to cut me off here. Yes, that's right. I'm in traffic, folks. Anyway, I liked how they made it organic. It seemed very organic how he came to be, and all that stuff, and how they, you know, they strip away his power to prove he's worthy of holding the mantle of the Black Panther. Like, all that shit was cool, and I liked that it had an international flair. I like that it's not just in the United States, again, you know, like, I like that they're expanding out of the backyard of the USA and really going into other regions, which I hope leaves it open for maybe an Alpha flight down the road, eh? Or something like along those lines. In terms of continuity and meshing the entire thing with the MCU, it didn't seem forced in this movie, and I really like that. I like that Black Panther is a movie about Black Panther. And yeah, I like that they tie all the movies together, but sometimes it's shoehorned in so hard that it makes it like, okay, well, this movie doesn't have any merit on its own. It's really just a bridge film. And it didn't feel like that at all. Iron Man 2 was a bridge film, very much. So, and they tried to do that with the Incredible Hulk movie as well. But, you know, this movie worked much better. Like, it was good. I'm actually, now that I actually have an understanding of T'Challa and Black Panther, I want to go back and I want to go read some stuff. But I think my wife and I think we decided we might have to give Civil War another shot, because of Black Panther, and kind of go down that road and kind of go back and understand why this movie, why Civil War was so great, or why people thought it was so great. I'm really enjoying, though, that a movie like this, that is actually, in fact, more universal and more true to what the world is like out there, instead of this kind of trope-ish Hollywood. Like, it isn't following tropes. I like that. That's more realistic. It's more real world. And the fact that this movie is making a crap ton of money, and currently, as it stands as of today's date, which is February 28th, it is the third highest grossing film domestically for Marvel, behind the two Avengers films and ahead of Iron Man 3. Globally, it's not... The local seems to be getting a lot more money, but I don't think this film's been released in all markets yet. I really want to see this film smash $1 billion, and I want to see it in Avengers territory, because it deserves to be this way. So I guess what I want to say is, I think that Wonder Woman really changed superhero movies, in that you can make a movie that's more real world, more universal, and doesn't have to just center around tropes and stereotypes, that you can break down, tell a good story about a good character, regardless of their, you know, their level of fame, or, you know, how well they sell. And you could just make a great film and not worry about conventions or tropes, and just make a great film, and people will come to see, despite, you know, the racism. I hate using that word. So it's a human race, so if you're racist, you hate your own race. But anyway, I'm not going to go on that train. I like that this movie is doing well. It's important for this movie to do well. And I feel like the Marvel films, the last Marvel films, are really pushing the boundaries and kind of changing things and going, you know what, let's do something different. Homecoming was a phenomenal film. And it did not follow convention. It did not do anything typical. It changed how it made films. The Guardians of the Galaxy, I mean, you definitely, you know, that's a thing. And the Civil War was different, but so was Winter Soldier. They're not making superhero films anymore. They're just making great films that happen to have superheroes in it. And that is the right way to go. So I'm going to sign off here. I'm at my destination. And we will catch you guys on the flip side.